I had a prompt to get off my phone, so I turned it off without a moan. Picked up my pen because I thought I would send some whakaaro to the Atua. I appreciate all that you do for moi. The journey has just started, though it feels like we've never parted. I reflect on past events that happened and realize that you were the cause of action. And I beg the question, why me? Because now it's easy to see. Everything happens for a reason and it's in my power to make it a curse or a blessing. At the beginning it was tough, as you saw, shit was pretty rough. But somehow I knew something was there. Maybe from the way the sun felt, or the way the moon would stare. You put a fire inside me that couldn't be put out, no matter how many fights or times I was kicked out. You got me to believe not only in myself, but a higher power, hooky. The thing that connects me to the sun, a flower, my neighbor, and the sea. I'm overwhelmingly grateful to know you. In this short time, you've removed so much kōhu. I feel like I've been reborn, like there's not a thing I need to mourn. I don't stress as much knowing you're here, I mean, honestly. What even is there to fear? You're giving me more than my brain can remember. What a bloody blessing it is to be a team member of this game of life. You're able to experience both bliss and strife. I've heard of these people who've done this test. They picked 10 couples all different from the rest. They were sent to a hotel on the second floor. They probably thought they would, you know, hug and kiss and maybe they were raw. Little did they know there would be a fight outside on the street. There was a male and his partner and they all watched as she got beat. They all stood at their window and didn't do a thing. They didn't call the police, check on her. They didn't even scream. When asked why that was how they chose to react, they mentioned the other couples and further explained that they assumed someone else would do something. They knew they weren't the only ones who could see. People are so quick to think, nah, their job isn't for me. Someone else will do it, and they better do it fast. But, you know, we need to realize that the change in me is where it starts. I'm grateful you made me stubborn, smart-mouthed, warm, and gave me a big heart. I know if I ever needed that you would make the oceans part. In return, I'll be a vessel for you. The more the merrier, as there's plenty of mahi to do. So, yeah, this is my karanga, my call to people who are listening. You know, there's work to be done and no one's coming to save us. No one's going to do it for us. We can't keep living in a world where, you know, there's problems, but why is no one doing anything about it while we continue to sit there and, you know, do jack shit? So, yeah. I've put words in there for my mother tongue that you may not understand. So just send me a message if you want and I can do a bit of translating. But, yeah, this is my third poem I've ever written. My first poem I ever wrote was actually on Friday. So thank you for listening.